That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning, and that wheel has rolled around again, and we welcome you to coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Here, August is just barreling by. I think today's the 23rd. Is that right, Kyle?
Yes, it is.
August 23rd, 2014. And hey, if you hear this broadcast any other time, if you tune in Monday night, the 25th, you'll hear it then as well. But even if it is Monday night, stay tuned, because the things you'll hear on this coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, well, there's a good chance you probably haven't heard them anywhere else. Maybe you have. There's a good chance you might have heard it somewhere else, but you just never know. We've got our Bibles open, our coffee poured. We're going to open up with prayer, and then from there, who knows? So good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Guys, the audio's okay this morning? Everything sounding all right?
Sounds pretty good.
Good. Good. I want to thank Jason again coming up, getting this board all tweaked out, and I think we've made some good progress on this, and have gotten reports that it's sounding a little bit better. So we're glad to hear that. Well, John, if you'll open up in prayer, then we'll just kind of go from there.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we do come before you humbly and just ask for your blessings to be upon this program today. Pray that you would guide and direct us, grant us wisdom and understanding, and that you would bring to our minds the thoughts that you want discussed with your people, the remnant.
Yes.
Lord, we also pray that you would put those thoughts upon your people, the remnant, and that they would be convicted to just call in and to encourage one another to love and to good deeds. And Lord, we do pray, as we see these last days draw nigh, that you would remember grace and mercy on your people, and that you would find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. We do pray, as patriarchs of our families, with you, Jesus Christ, as our King and our head, that you would show us what it is we are to do. Lord, that you would guide and direct us and teach us how to pray, Lord. Teach us how to pray like the apostles and the disciples, so that we once again would see those miracles and people would stand in awe, prostrate themselves before you, hit their knees. And Lord, I do pray for those that are lost, those that have been deceived. I pray that you would grant them grace and mercy as well, Lord. And if there is a possibility of repentance, I pray that you would show them what it is that they need to do to repent. I pray you'd remove the scales from their eyes and unstop their ears, and that they would see and hear the truth. I pray that they would understand the importance of repentance and baptism, and that it's the only way out of the worldly realm and into your realm. Lord, that's our prayer and our petition in accordance with your will. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, according to the Word, I think that prayer certainly is in accordance with God's will. Can't quote exactly where it is, but I know the Word says that God doesn't want any to perish. Doesn't it say that, Kyle?
2 Peter.
Yeah, all.
But
he wants all to come to repentance.
But he wants all to come to repentance. You can't end there.
Not slow.
You know, right.
The world counts slowness.
That's right. That universalism, you know, that I think is what they call that, the restitution of all things. See right there, God doesn't want any to perish. He's going to save all. No, it doesn't say he's going to save all.
But like the pastor taught, you got to know who all is.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. But he does want his people that, you know, have always in the history of our people had the Word, at least the last, well, when the Gutenberg Bible come out, 1,000 years ago, printing press, was that it? 1,200, maybe 800, 600 years ago. And, you know, they even though they print Bibles in China now, they didn't start printing them in China. You know, that's just been a slap in our face. It really has, you know. But no, they started, where'd they start printing them? Where did the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word is God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and that Word is Jesus Christ. You know, when it started getting printed, it was a people that printed it. And it wasn't those that call themselves Jews today that printed the Word.
Yeah.
It was his people.
Scripture, 2 Peter 3:9.
If you're there, John, you want to read it?
The Lord is not slow. Yeah, the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
And you know, I think we've all kind of been lately, you know, when we pray like John prayed, the people that listen sometimes may think that it's for everybody in the world, and it's just not. Like you said, Kyle, our pastor taught us, and we can see in the Scripture that just because it says all, that's all of a group.
Well, even the series we've been listening to and watching at church on aliens kind of clears some of that up.
It does.
And then there's more Scriptures that haven't been brought out that even cleared up.
It does.
Yeah.
And it's been brought out that you have to be called. And, you know, we've prayed, I've heard the prayers, especially the last few months, from the men here and the remnant out there, praying for other people to be called, for God to call them, petitioning our God to call more of his remnant, or certain ones of his remnant, be it uncles or aunts or cousins or family members or whatnot, because we understand they have to be called.
Time's running out.
Time is.
It is. It is.
You know, if God's people, Well, I mean, let's just take the people that the Apostle Peter speaks to, and, you know, you can read them there in the first part of 1 Peter. If you take those people, if they would just believe and do, you know, then we could, you know, you would have a society, a community, a country that could start caring for the... But they won't even believe and do what they're supposed to do, let alone teaching the stranger in your land what to do. I mean,
right.
I mean,
there's an order to things.
There's a lot of issues going on.
There's an order to things. You know, one has to come before two, and two has to come before three, and three has to come before four. That's how God is. And as a people, we're trying to be out there at 697 without having one come before two, and two come before three. And it doesn't work that way.
I mean, that you would have the immigration, the illegal immigration. You wouldn't have those. You would have those that were only invited somehow. And you wouldn't have these riots that go on. I mean, if God's people would do, well, first believe as much as the demons do, and then do, it would take care of all these issues. And then the strangers that were in your land, we're commanded what to do, just like when our people were in Egypt. You know, I mean, treat them like we'd want to be treated. Make them do our laws, obviously.
Right.
You know, but everything would fall into order if those people that the Apostle Peter addressed, the elect, pretty much, and the elect are doing it. That's the problem, is the elect's just too small. I mean, right. We need more true Christians. We need more true Christians in this land to establish God's ways, God's law.
His kingdom, you know, on this
his
earth.
His kingdom.
Thy kingdom come and on that, earth as it is in heaven.
And that was, you know, John's prayer addresses just that prayer alone, and we try to put it out all the time, is enter the kingdom of God, you know. And then you're born, and then you can walk, and then you'll even get to where you can run, you know what I mean. But for some reason, God's purpose is it's been tough for a lot.
Yeah.
And until you receive that gift of the Holy Spirit, you can read your Bible and you'll gain, you know, you'll glean from it, but until you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, your eyes won't be open to the deeper things, the things that God shares with the people that are in his remnant.
Yeah, you'll get knowledge. You'll even get some right. understanding, but not with the spiritual understanding. And you can even write a book about prophecy, because there's many books been written about prophecy. But without the Spirit, it's you're off course. You know, I mean, it's you're walking without the Spirit, and I mean, there's some good books out there, but they're wrong.
Yeah.
But they spent a lifetime doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing how it really is as simple as believing. But like we've said, that's not an end, that's a beginning. And so, yeah, you have to believe. But once you believe, then you start doing. And we are to be doers of the word and not hearers only. And then when you do, well, it just opens up from there. It truly does. It truly does. Well, Jason, good morning to you. Better
morning.
Get in on this conversation a little bit. Heard you and Tim last night. Sounded like you guys had a good program and talking a lot about these. I likened it the double-mindedness of our current government, how they've made available all the military supplies and tanks and guns and all that good stuff to all the police forces, and then President Obama and Eric Holder are concerned at the militarization of the police all of a sudden. And you guys kind of touched on that last night, didn't you?
Yeah, they funded it all. What are you kidding me?
Well, phone lines are ringing. A little different line this morning. Let's go to it this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers.
Am I on the radio?
Good morning, yes.
Well, I didn't know that. I just I wanted to get a copy of the Mother's Day sermon that I heard on the radio this morning, and that's all I called about.
Okay. Well, we can do that.
I didn't know the sermon title. I'd like to order about three of those.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Can I give you our office number? And if you want to give me...
I got this order form. I called the wrong number.
Yeah, well, this is just we're live on the radio this morning. Where are you calling from?
Arkadelphia, Arkansas.
All right.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. Yeah, give us a call back at the office a few minutes after top of the hour, and we'd be glad to take your order.
If you got that number?
Yeah, it's same area code, 307-742-7582. 742-7582.
Okay, appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Hey, like we said, you never know what you're going to get on Coffee with the Radio Ranch.
Somebody
English.
Might have heard that there was a good Mother's Day.
Well,
maybe it's Deceived Daughters of Eve, or maybe it's just Mother's Day sermon, but there's some good ones out there.
There are. And, Remnant, if you're just tuning in, we do replay the broadcasts. You can go to our network website if you have internet access, and that's sfawbn.com. And you can see the complete broadcasting schedule. You can see what's playing today, what played yesterday, and I think at least 2 or 3 months worth on a daily basis. What played when? All the times there are in Central Time, and there's no cost for that to you, the Remnant. You can most of the messages, if they catch your attention, you can click on and listen to them right there. And there's also a link if you'd rather buy it in a CD format, and it'll take you right to the cart on the scriptures4america.org website.
Yeah, earlier this week there was a young lady contacted the ministry that's about to get married or just got married. I don't remember which, but she wanted all the CDs she could get on marriage counseling.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I would have knew about Pastor Peters' message on marriage and all that before me and my wife got married. It would probably help quite a few things out. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Not that we were out of order, but there's just so much information that especially when you know if you order a bulk of them, that the normal Judeo-Christian or the normal Christian out there don't understand.
You know? Yeah.
And he brings it to life. It's simple. You can understand it. It's not some big magic trick or anything. It's just here's the word. Are you going to believe it? Are you going to do it?
Yeah. My wife and I were married, I think, about six and a half years before we became Christians, and we were out of order. Hindsight.
Yeah.
You think, boy, if we could have had them then, how much what a benefit that would have been. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers.
Good morning, man. This is Tom in Montana. How are you, fellas, today?
Doing well. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning. Hey, you were talking about on Jason's show last night all the weapons and ammunition and fancy military gear that they're giving all these people, all these little policemen and stuff like that. They're going to need it. They're going to need it. And they're doing it because they're scared of us. They're scared of the Remnant. They're coming after the Remnant of Israel. And they're going to need it.
And it's not going to do them any good, though, is it?
No, it ain't going to do them any good. We'll just shake our jawbone and ass at them, and that'll be the end of them. Praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Went to bed with an inch of rain here, and I think it rained all night long, and it's still pouring right now.
Yep, I think it's headed our way, too, from the look of the weather forecast. But that's a little out of the ordinary for up there this time of year, isn't it?
It wasn't snow.
Yeah, a little early for snow.
They're talking about it getting cold up there in Montana and Wyoming. They said I read an article yesterday.
It's going to do it. You know, the earliest it's rained or the earliest it snowed with any accumulation was the 20th of August. And 2 inches of snow in Great Falls, Montana fell then, but man, if it had been snow last night, after an inch or two of moisture, if it would have come in the form of snow, it would have been a foot of it here.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but it,
yeah, we're not
it
ready
rained.
For snow yet. We don't have the...
No, we need, we need another month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, there's quite a few hay bales laying out in the field yet that it would just make them look that more difficult to pick up with it. 2 feet of snow on top of them.
Yeah. Amen.
We still got to get them in hay bales.
Yeah, we've got a lot of hay just still standing out there that is still got to be processed between tractor issues and the rain that,
know,
we had these late rains, I think, back in, well, a little bit last year, but not to this degree. But, you know, these late rains are just out of the ordinary. I mean, we average 8 inches of rain a year. And, you know, we've just had months of in excess of that. So, a little different. Just go with it.
Yep. Yep. Well, praise Jesus. It's never a dull moment.
Amen.
Well, just have a good day, you men.
You too.
God bless.
Thanks, Tom.
You too, Tom. God bless. And keep Tom in your prayers. He's still kind of battling some health issues and some whatnot, but he's standing on the promises, and we're standing on the promises for him and with him. I want to thank Matt out there. Go ahead, John.
Well, as long as we're talking about marriage, and I read an article, too, this week that said that the marriages most likely to survive are the Christian marriages, and then that brings me to a scripture, too, one of my favorites in Ecclesiastes 9, and I'll read 7 through 9. Go then, eat your bread in happiness and drink your wine with a cheerful heart, for God has already approved your works. Let your clothes be white all the time, and let not oil be lacking on your head. Enjoy life with the woman whom you love all the days of your fleeting life, which he has given to you under the sun. For this is your reward in life and in your toil in which you have labored under the sun.
Amen.
Yep. When you got the right woman, when you got the helpmate, when God put the union together, it's the greatest blessing. But
and when he didn't, it can be one of the biggest curses.
Yeah, it sure can. But for the most part, I believe that that's just that Jezebel spirit, you know. And if you can get that Jezebel spirit out of the women, out of your woman, then you can experience this Ecclesiastes 9, 7 through 9.
Yeah, I agree.
Amen.
Yeah, it's just, there's so many things going on anymore. It's, and you see a lot of, so many marriages that aren't built on the foundations of Christ that, it's like you look at it and you almost hate to see it for them because sometimes people just don't know what they're getting into when you don't have that foundations, right? I mean, when you're built on nothing. How is a marriage going to survive without the foundations of Christ in it? You know, and when you have husband divided against wife and wife divided against husband, you know, it's, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And, you know, when they join in that marriage and they're divided against themselves to begin with, it's destruction. And, you know, it's sad to see when you see people getting married that, don't know Christ. It can be a really sad thing.
Yeah.
Well, what people are not, what people are, boy, we got some static on the line there, guys. What people are not taught anymore is, of course, the Ten Commandments, the law of God, nothing from the Bible, you know. And so, yeah, they have no foundation. Very little, very few do. They have no foundation to to build that on. You know, Matthew 7:12, the golden rule. In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. And so, you know, that includes husbands and wives, you know, not within reason. I mean, we understand that there's differences and ways, things that we are to do and things we're not to do. But just that simple fact there, if more marriages could be based on that, you know, love and respect. But it's just not.
Well, you're talking about the order. Now, a man, his head is Christ. The woman, according right. to the Bible, her head is her husband. So the man who messes up, I guarantee you, there ain't a man out there that doesn't. If he expects justice and mercy to come from his God, his head, Jesus Christ for him, then he shouldn't not give the same justice and mercy for the weaker vessel who's under him.
Yes.
And a lot of men right. screw up that way. They think, you know, well, most men don't know the order of God. They're out of order from the get before the wife even enters the picture. But the ones that do, sometimes they get so puffed up in themselves that they're Lord and Master over their wife that they're a way worse head over their wife than Christ is over them. And it goes back to that, you know, the same thing you were talking about. Don't expect mercy if you're not going to give mercy.
Right.
You know. Now I know that doesn't pertain to most marriages because most marriages aren't even in order to start with. You know, to go one way or the other.
Right.
But I've met a lot of men that was Lord and Master over their wives, and they ate and drank and rose up to play every day of their life.
Yeah. And we're not, again, there's that, you know, they're out there at number 612, and number 2 and 4 aren't in order.
Right.
Yeah, right. There's a proper order. And then when you see that there's problems, when there are issues, when there are problems, you know, normally you can track it back to along those lines. Yeah. Things are out of order. Like was mentioned earlier with the race riots and the invasion and, you know, this was not the intention for this nation. This was not the intention for his people, I don't think. But when you're in a fallen world, when you have that free will, when the people want to be in control but don't want to be under control, you know, the people want to have that authority and they want to decide what's going on and they want to do all that, but they don't want to be under authority. You know, the greatest faith, when Christ said, I haven't found greater faith anywhere in all of Israel.
Centurion.
Was the centurion that understood authority. When he right. tells Christ, I too am a man under authority, meaning just like you, meaning what? And Christ said it. He didn't do his will. He did the Father's will. And that's our example. That's our example. And, you know, Christ forgave. Christ, well, he loved his neighbors as self. You know, he truly did. Greater love hath no man than he lay his life down for his friends. And that's exactly what he did.
Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. How many times did our pastor tell us, men, cherish your wives?
Uh-huh. And part of that is praying for them.
Exactly.
Praying for them. Praying that full armor of God over them. And, I mean, there's a lot involved with it. And I like Kyle mentioned, this young lady that wanted all the, or several of our, you know, past messages, pastors' past messages and teachings on marriage and that type of thing. And, you know, it comes across, sometimes those messages come across harsh. You know, I've had people in the world out there say, you know, I've listened to that Pastor Peters and I just don't hear any love in his voice. Well, that's because you're expecting one something and you're not getting it, so you don't like it. You know, if you want the sweet, syrupy, lovey-lovey, sloppy agape, well, the world's got plenty of that. Those that cry, peace, peace, love, love, oh, God loves you. And as our pastor said, to quote him, you might like them now, but you're going to hate them on Judgment Day. And what you heard from our pastor in all of his messages, I dare say, was given in love. Now, it might be a rebuke. It might be a, you know, hey, you better do this or you're going to die. It might have been in yelling or whatever it was. But it was given in love. And, you know, people, there's even people of the remnant that just don't, they can't comprehend that. They think that what's given is given, well, not in love, you know.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine a pastor who's supposed to be caring for the sheep, and he sees the sheep going astray, and he tells them, now you go over there, sheep, and get in a timeout. What is that going to do for that sheep?
Nothing.
Nothing, you know. Yeah. Oh, I'm in a timeout. I got to sit in the corner and be in a timeout. No, you... He had to constantly straighten them out, get back on the straight and narrow. You know what I mean? And people don't like that. They'd rather be in a timeout. It's way easier on them.
Yeah. They right. They want that. They want to hear, as the word talks about, you know, having having prophets of their own that tickle their ears.
Yeah.
And they prophesy falsely, and the people love to have it so. They want to be told what they want to hear. And when you're telling somebody something they don't want to hear, well, they either turn it off or they certainly take it a different way than it's intended. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers.
Yeah, good morning.
Well, good morning, Joe.
These law enforcement officers down in Missouri, I guess, Fred, what was the name of that town now?
Ferguson,
yeah. Thanks. Where I used to live, a lot of my schoolmates became, a couple of them became lawyers, and a few of them even became local cops. And, I tell you, a lot of people who aren't in that profession really don't know what's going on. If they ever went. And I know there's a couple of police departments around here that occasionally allow news reporters to go along on rides through these cities. That's where the rubber hits the road. You can bellyache and whine all you want about, you know, the overreaching of law enforcement, but If you could see the city, and I would be the first to admit, I hate the city. It's one of the most artificial environments you can come up with. It's pack all bunch of people. You know, you need your bubble. You need your space. You know what I mean? And the more space you have, the more time you have to think about what's right and wrong. But back at hair triggers is what that's what they have to deal with. And lawyers tell you the same thing too. It's all open and shut. The revolving door. It's maybe a euphemism to some, but it's the truth. It's a machine that just keeps on going and going and going, and it's just a perpetual thing. But they have to meet the force that's put to them with equal or greater force, and that's exactly what this policeman did down there. He saw what was to him a life-threatening situation, and he put the man down. On another note, excuse me. Tomorrow will be the 25th of August. That's the 5th anniversary of the death of Teddy Kennedy.
Tomorrow's the 24th. You mean Monday?
Actually, Monday, but yeah.
Yeah, Monday's the 25th. I'm sorry, I'm reading the calendar incorrectly. But yeah, so that's old Teddy Kennedy's death day.
So. 25 years.
Yep.
Well, Joe, you know, I think you bring a certain amount of truth there with that about, you know, the police and what they have to face and what they do face and that type thing. I think it ties back to it's because things are out of order. That we have this. We do have a police state, a growing police state in this nation, you know. And you know, there's a way to cure crime. There's a way to fix crime. There's a way to keep the illegals south of the border. There's a way to have, you know, law and order and justice and liberty in this land. And it's called Jesus Christ, the Word, the perfect law of liberty. But the people don't want it. The people want to be just like all throughout this Bible that I'm thumbing through right here. They want to be like everybody else, and be lawless, and you know, and that is why.
And there's it's ways that way. Also to prevent those things. I can't think of the psalm, but there's a psalm. I think it's a psalm, maybe it's a proverb, but it talks about not building house upon house.
You know,
we're not supposed to have those cities. It causes these type of problems.
Yeah, it does.
That's one of the reasons why you have to have a law enforcement community or department.
Right. And see, that's what we've gone. We've changed from to protect and serve, you know, police officers. We've changed from that to law enforcement officers because they no longer are there to be a peace officer. It's there. Well, they're there to enforce the law, you know, and that really came out in Ferguson. You know, they are not there to protect me and you and Joe Franklin that was down there in Ferguson with his little shop. They're not there to protect the store. They're not there to protect the people. They are there.
Well, all you have to do is look at United Nations, Agenda 21. What do they want? They want us living on top of each other. Why?
Yeah.
Because they know we can't live together. Because they know that there will be race riots, and that's what they want. And if you look all around you, you can see it. Anywhere that they're building public transportation, they're building high-rise apartments, and their plan and their agenda is to move the people out of their rural areas when they can't afford to pay for their natural gas and their electricity. And, oh, by the way, now that you live by public transportation, you don't need a car anymore.
Right, and
if you look closely, you'll see that these new apartments, there's no provisions for parking. There's maybe a quarter provisions for parking, and they're encouraging people.
Parking. I drive a pickup truck, full-size truck, and aside from the fact that I'm constantly towing a trailer behind me, especially this time of the year, the parking spaces are getting smaller.
Yeah, they are.
I can't fit. Literally, the nose of my truck keeps jutting out, and it's good in a way because now I can find where I left it.
Well, they're formed to fit a Prius. That's what those parking spots are formed to fit. Little Subarus and Priuses.
Oh yeah, they're putting in electric charging stations all over the place now too. So.
Yeah, they want you to either walk or ride a bike, they want you to be just so dependent upon them. I mean, that's their goal.
Yeah. I'd like to get one of those electric cars. I think that'd be pretty neat.
if electricity ever goes out, though, then what are you going to do? So.
Well, yeah. That's like,
get some hamsters.
I've got half a dozen lawnmower engines. I could probably rig one to at least get me home.
Yeah.
So, well, you guys have a good Saturday and a better one tomorrow. We'll catch you tomorrow anyway, for sure.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. Good night.
Good
day.
And the telephone number is 307. Hang on. Richard's back. He stepped away from the mic for a minute. So.
My apologies for that. Gonna.
Anyway, telephone number is 307-745-5913.
Yeah. If you want to call in and share your thoughts. Luke 12, I think it's 12, 35. Actually, up in verse 31, it says, "But seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you." Now, if you want to know what things will be added to you if you seek his kingdom, Well,
read after that.
Read Luke 12. Yeah, read Luke 12. Because it is a good, I think it's a good reminder of what we are to be doing. It says in verse 32, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom." Now see, that's the flock. Don't be afraid. You know, Psalms 91 tells us that. You shall not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day. That's a sign. And so, if you're afraid, if you're scared of all this military arms that the police have now, or if you're scared of this invasion that's coming in from the south, or whatever it is, we are not to be afraid. Seek his kingdom. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Now, it may not be, like we've talked before, it may not be the kingdom from sea to shining sea, but you know, it can be the kingdom inside the four or five walls of your house.
And that's going to be.
That's where it's got to start.
It's going to be.
It is going to be sea to shining sea.
Yep.
You know, we don't see that now, but we need to have it in our homes. We need to have it in our lives. We need to have it in our church.
There's going to be people on this earth, and you can read about this in the first chapter of Acts. Maybe it's even partly in the second chapter. But there's going to be people on this earth that see Christ coming back the way they've seen him ascend to heaven.
The Bible says that's how he returns, the way he left.
Absolutely. And when that happens, heads are going to roll. Heads are going to roll. I mean, not that heads aren't rolling today, but we are in the kingdom today. When you're baptized, you enter that kingdom of God. But there's going to be, because these men, these apostles, they're asking him, "Is it now, Lord? Is it now that you're going to set up this king?" I mean, they were wanting what we want right now. You know, and what did he say? It's not for you to know the times. You know what I mean?
Right.
But there will be a day, you know, that you're going to see him come back just like they've seen him ascend. He's going to come back, and there's going to be a kingdom from sea to shining sea.
Amen.
Every knee will bow, you know, and it's going to be what you'll hear prayed. There'll be off the land, under the land, but every knee is going to bow to the Lord Jesus
and every
Christ.
Tongue confess, you know, amen.
Those tares, their heads are going to be cut off. Yeah?
The word says none of this will happen until the great apostasy, you know. And what are we witnessing? We're witnessing that
the great
way.
We are.
And that's God's way of calling the herd, you know. Who's going to pass the test? Who isn't? We had a young lady staying with us this week that she went to an orientation for college, and I believe she has a cross, you know, on her neck. It's similar to that movie, God's Not Dead, but they asked what school she went to, and she went to a Christian school down in Denver area. And she said, "Oh, you might not want to let people know that you're a Christian." And she's like, "What?" But, I mean, that's seriously where we are in this country.
It is.
And the interesting thing that I've found out is I have a special hate for the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and I've done some research. And Lord willing, we plan to come up with a prayer directed directly at that Freedom From Religion Foundation for next month before this black mass that they have planned there in Oklahoma. But, I mean, right now, the Navy is considering reversing their course on pulling the Bibles out of their dorm rooms and their lodges. And the Freedom From Religion, get this, 21,000 members. That's it, 21,000. And they're dictating what's going on in this country. You realize that? Because they're mostly lawyers that are funded. It's a 501c3 nonprofit, and their only purpose is to destroy anything to have to do with God or Christianity.
Yeah, see, a more proper term for them, I think, John, and it, just a real quick interruption, a more proper term is really it's freedom from Christianity. You know, because somebody called in last week and, you know, they're not going to support you in freedom from Judaism or freedom from Buddhism.
No.
It's freedom from Christianity is what they are promoting.
Absolutely. Because they're terrorists. They're sons of the devil. They know that they can't inherit the kingdom, and they're going to do everything they can to keep those that can enter the kingdom out.
Yeah.
But got news for them. You know, they caused one of his little ones to stumble. better for them to have a millstone around their neck and cast into the deep sea.
Yep.
But there's those that are deceived, you know.
And you think about it, what's sad, too, is how much money is donated to that thing, you know, across the country. You know, you got 21,000 members, but you got a lot of people that are putting money into it.
Yeah, and it's big money, you know. But it's those people who are wealthy that are not Christian. I think it can be proven time and time again that, for the most part, they've made a deal with the devil.
Yeah,
and they'll have their riches, and they'll have their notoriety in this world, but guess what? They're going to be begging for a drop of water on their tongue because they're going to be in hell. And we saw that. There was a great article that came out about Robin Williams, and it came out about all these different actors and performers, and basically they admit they made a deal with the devil, and they're Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde kind of personalities. And the thing that makes them successful is that they leave their state of consciousness and they let those demonic forces take over. And their goal is to turn as many people from true Christianity as they can through their vulgar stand-up comedy, through their movies, through all of that. But guess what? When God gets done with them, when they get a little older, when they're not as potent, he just gives them over to the depraved spirit, you know? And most of them are killing themselves.
Yeah.
And what don't kill themselves, oh, well, their heads are going to come off.
I thought about that very thing you said, Kyle. Their heads are going to roll.
Look up the word threshing floor, and you'll find out what's going to happen to the tares. And then the prophecy of us walking on them. It's gonna happen. You know, that's what they got in store. If you've ever let your yard grow, when we were first married, me and Tracy had this little house, and I really wasn't much on mowing the lawn, and I let the yard go too long. I mean, to where it was up to my thighs. You know, I'm out there. Well, what are those things called that you swing?
Like a scythe or a weed eater type thing. Sickle.
Yeah, sickle. So I'm out there with a sickle because my lawn, it got so big that my lawnmower wouldn't cut it. You know, so I'm out there trying to cut it down to where my lawn, you know. And that's what, you know, that's what's going to happen. It's just going to sweep across this land, and there's going to be heads rolling all over the place. And that, you know, that's fulfillment of Psalms 91, where 10,000 will fall at your right hand and 1,000 on your left. I mean, it's going to, you know, the ones that don't take their own lives, you know.
Have it in store for them. Yep. It is. Pastor mentioned it last Sunday at a point, I'm not sure where it was, but talked about how it'll take months to bury the dead. Months. And that's them.
That was me, yeah, 7 months.
Okay, and that's them. Let's go to the caller. Go to the phone line.
Ezekiel.
Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to Coffee
morning,
with the Wranglers.
Willis over in Illinois. How's everybody doing this morning?
Doing well, Willis.
Abundantly blessed, brother. How are you?
Amen. Abundantly blessed as well. Yeah. Even if I walk through that valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for my God is with me.
Amen.
But, you know, amen. I was listening to Tom from Montana called in earlier, and you know, they really are running scared. I heard a little report this week that they allocated $13 million to protect 501c3 organizations from terrorism, and $12 million of that they pegged for Jewish organizations. And
yeah,
I'm thinking they're going to need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
I thought that was pretty interesting that they would dedicate over 90% of it for one specific organization. But
right.
they're definitely, you know, running, you know, scared.
You know, it's funny too, Willis, that $3 billion that the president's claiming he needs to deal with this immigration issues, more than 90% of that goes to legal fees to fight for those illegal immigrants to get status, U.S. Citizen status.
Yeah, well, they're doing their best they can to eliminate this country as a nation, period. You know, remember years ago, Pastor Peters gave us the definition of a nation, And, you know, it includes a race of people and a set of laws and
a common language, a common religion. That's what makes up a nation. That's what makes up a people.
Yep. So
why do you think they did the Immigration Act of 1965? Remember what I showed you?
Yep.
How they it was set up to be a majority always of European white Christians who worship one God, spoke one language.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk to young people nowadays, and older people as well. Most of the old ones know, but the younger people coming out of college, man, they've been lied to so much in school that, you know, they believe that this country wasn't even set up as a Christian nation. They think that's just a fallacy that that the older people think. That's why it says that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So we got to do the best we can to reinforce the truth whenever possible. But anyway, I just wanted to call in, say good morning, enjoying the show. You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Willis.
Thank you, Willis.
And we'll talk to you later.
All right. Well, guys, about 10 minutes to go. The hour sure flies by on Saturday morning. My coffee cup's empty. Got all my coffee down. And 307-745-5913 is the number. And still here in Luke 12. And let me get to Luke 12:35 now, because it is an instruction for us how we are to be. We talked about seeking his kingdom, not to be afraid. But it says, be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit. We are to be ready. It was mentioned earlier, no man knows the day or the time. We get some emails and mailings in here sometimes from people that think they do. But the Bible says no man knows the day or time, but it says be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit. Be like men who are waiting for their master when he returns from the wedding feast, so that they may immediately open the door to him when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will gird himself to serve and have them recline at the table and will come up and wait on them. Whether he comes in the second watch or even in the third and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. And what that means is, not blessed are those that are not dressed in readiness, that don't have their lamps lit. You know, I think this reminds me that, you know, we're to have that kingdom in our lives now, and let that be that shining light. So when we walk about in the midst of darkness, whether it's in that valley of the shadow of death like Willis mentioned, or just walking down the street, no matter where it is, that light of Christ shines in us. So that you know, it is light in this dark world. You know, we read of that time and time again. And it's if we are ready, and if we're, of course, dressed, clothed in Christ, I think would be a good explanation of that. We are to be clothed in Christ and ready to go. You know, the parable of the virgins talks about they trim their wicks, and our pastor taught us that they had their lives in order. Comes back to that order in the home we talked about earlier. There's things we are to be doing. There's kingdom living, kingdom thinking that we are to be, you know, participating in and doing, overcoming the flesh and you know, like it said here, being dressed in readiness, keeping our lamps lit, not being afraid, seeking his kingdom. I mean, those are, you know, to me, they're positive things that things we can be doing, things we should be doing. Now is the neighbor up there on top of the hill doing it? Well, I don't know. You know, might be, might not.
Got a good scripture to end with here. Jason and Tim brought this out last night in Isaiah 54. I'm going to start in verse 13. I think they were talking 16 and 17, but all your sons will be taught of the Lord, and the well-being of your sons will be great. In righteousness you will be established. You will be far from opposition. for you will not fear, and from terror, for it will not come near you. If anyone fiercely assails you, it will not be from me. Whoever assails you will fall because of you. Behold, I myself have created the smith who blows the fire of coals and brings out a weapon for its work. And I have created the destroyer to ruin. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that accuses you in judgment you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. And they all said,
Amen.
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 I never saw that before. I know I've read it before, but behold, I myself have created the smith who blows the fire of coals.
Mm-hmm.
What does that sound like?
Well?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. You know what I was thinking about? I was reading that scripture, working on this prayer for, you know, that as we come against this freedom from religion, and I like how John put it, is, you know, give them the freedom from religion and hell. Another scripture that I'd like to read that just is along those lines is found in Job 21:30, and it says, "For the wicked is reserved for the day of calamity. They will be led forth at that day of fury." And I cross-reference that over to Proverbs 16:4, and I think, you know, I think this is exactly what we're talking about. When we're talking about this freedom from religion, it says in verse 4, it says, "The Lord has made everything for its own purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil." And, you know, they've got a purpose, they've got a time, but, you know, it's their time's up, too. It's you know, and I believe that it's when the remnant comes against them and they pray, you know, that Jacob does become that flame. Esau the stubble. They are burned up as the wicked. You know, they're made Amen. For that day of destruction, and they're made for fire.
Yep. Even Joel says that the army of locusts that comes upon the nation are God's army.
Yep. Exactly. And I think that's one thing that a lot of people miss. You know, it's...
And they come upon us because of our sin.
They are a rod.
And the only way out of it, repent.
They have a purpose.
That's right. That's right. Yep. They are a rod in his hand. They always have
exactly.
been. They always have been. You know, all throughout our history. Well, guys, we're about out of time. Thank you guys for getting up early this morning and joining us. And thank you, Remnant, for tuning in with us from sea to shining sea. And we appreciate the phone calls and the text. Matthew sent me a text about the Gutenberg Bible was printed in, let's see here, 1450s. Appreciate that. And we say good morning to the family out in Florida as well, having breakfast and tuning in and having coffee with us. Say good morning to you too. And we invite you to church tomorrow. You can come at the website, scriptures4america.org, and click on the live video stream starting at 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. And join us for fellowship, for some music, little review of the news, some current events. We'll have some good music, some good songs. And we'll have communion. And, you know, we're told to not forsake the fellowship. And this was a way years ago that Pastor figured out that we could do that, that we could provide fellowship with the remnant that are scattered, because that's just how God has it today. So, again,
yeah,
thank you
watching for Dragon Slayer 7. It'll be mailed out, I believe, Monday. So
yes,
should have it in your hands by the end of the week.
Dragon Slayer Part 7. We can also email it to you. If you'd like it emailed, drop us an email, preacher@sfaw.org. Well, thanks for joining us. Our address is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado,
80535. This country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, stake high. Fast and pray together, make them hell's and forever. Knowing the King is by our side.
Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, big high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake hide.